The sky and the weather metaphor. This can be used for adolescents or for adults. This is an excellent metaphor which is found in many different religions, Hinduism, Buddhism, Taoism, and this metaphor compares the observing self to the sky and the weather. Your noticing self is like the sky, and thoughts and feelings are like the weather. So we can use this metaphor conversationally to demonstrate that you are not the same as your feelings and your thoughts, but rather you are the place from which your thoughts and feelings might arise. So let's think about it like this. Can you imagine that your noticing self is like the sky and thoughts and feelings are like the weather? The weather changes continually. But no matter how bad it gets, it cannot harm the sky in any way. The mightiest thunderstorm, the most turbulent hurricane, the most severe winter blizzard, these things cannot hurt the sky. And no matter how bad the weather, the sky always has room for it. And sooner or later, the weather always changes. Now, of course, sometimes we forget that the sky is there. But of course, it's always there. And sometimes we can't see the sky, maybe because it's been obscured by clouds. But if we rise high enough above those clouds, even the thickest, darkest thunder clouds, sooner or later, we will reach clear sky again, stretching in all directions, boundless and pure. Or maybe the sky is dark because it's nighttime. But of course, that doesn't mean the sky isn't there. We just can't see it as clearly at night because it's dark. And of course, on some nights when you look up, you might see the brightest stars. But even on nights when you can't see them, again, the sky is always there. More and more, you can learn to access this part of you, a safe space inside from which to open up and make room. The difficult thoughts and feelings that you might have. This is a safe viewpoint from which to step back and observe what's happening. You are like the sky, and you can hold all the rain and the sun and the moon and the stars. You are big enough and vast enough and strong enough to hold any kind of weather, even the darkest and stormiest conditions, and even the hottest sun and the heaviest humidity. Just like the sky, you are merely the canvas on which these things appear. But that is not the same as being the storm or being the weather. I am the container of my experiences, but I am not just my experiences.